thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. I promised we'd get to the phone calls. Let's get them going. We've got Mitch calling with a concern for a home in Payson. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Rosie.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Thank you, sir. You too. I have a cabin just north of Payson.
Okay.
The basement is 35 by 20 CMU block walls.
I like what I'm hearing so far.
And, you know, the grade is kind of steep from one side to the other. But I'm getting water intrusion, what to me appears to be like a hydrostatic pressure that kind of pushes the water, you know, weeps it through the block.
Yeah, not unusual.
I think I can excavate it myself, but what do I use to, you know, seal that up properly?
Okay. Where are you up there on Houston Mesa?
North of there at East Verde Estates.
Oh, nice. Okay. Very nice. Okay. So you feel like you can reach the uphill side of the house, excavate it to a point where you can safely crawl down in there and complete the work. How far down from existing grade do you think is the top of the footing?
About 6 feet.
Okay. Well, I want you to excavate. I want you to over-excavate.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't want you to get down there 6 feet down, bending over, applying the product I'm telling you, and then start having the slope slough in on top of you. So I want to make sure you're being extremely cautious by creating an over-excavated area.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're going to open up the uphill side of that foundation wall, and then, of course, it probably has, you know, two dog legs down the slope that then drain out to daylight. Am I guessing close to right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then the downside, is it a walkout basement?
Yes, it is.
I'm liking it already. I'm ready to move in. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to over-excavate. You're going to get a power washer. Okay. And then you're gonna power wash that CMU. I'd like to see a picture of what you find. Do we have any attempt at waterproofing in the original construction? Did they do like a Henry's asphalt emulsion mopped onto the block? Did they do any kind of a parge cement coat, you know, or whatever?
Okay.
I'm hoping we find they did little to nothing. Maybe sometimes when we backfill up there, the guys just simply wrap it with a 2 mil plastic, and then they put a foam insulation board, and then they backfill against that. Hopefully that's what we find, and we can get down back to the raw concrete block. That's going to be your best bet.
Okay.
Let's get it power washed, get it clean, and get it pretty well dried, okay? So this isn't going to be a weekend project, Mitch. You already know that.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So then what we're going to do is we're going to get some super mortar, and we're simply going to go down to the top outside edge of your footing, and you're going to build a ramp from that outside edge of the footing up about 8 inches up your basement wall. So instead of having a 90-degree connection between the footing and the stem wall, you're going to have a ramp.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to get that ramp built all the way around on three sides. Over the top of that, you're going to apply a parge coat of stucco. Over the top of that, you're going to apply a parge coat of ThoroSeal foundation sealer, which applies exactly the same way that the super mortar and the cement does. And you're going to apply that continuously to a level that's 12 to 14 inches above grade. You're going to let that cure, and then you're going to mop on two or three layers of asphalt emulsion. And I promise you, once you do that, and the ThoroSeal really doesn't even need the emulsion, but I put it on there as extra insurance to protect the ThoroSeal from backfill. And when you backfill, you're going to want to go in there with some soft material first. Don't throw in the big rocks to knock and break everything loose. While you've got it all excavated, why not throw a French drain in there at the bottom? Let it drain out to daylight. Throw the first 18 to 24 inches with some good 6 to 8 inch rock fill. Put a FiberTech material across the top of that, and then fill with natural soil from that point up to your natural grade. And baby, I promise you, Mitch, we have weatherproofed entire estate homes at the top of Camelback Mountain and all through Desert Highlands and Desert Forest Highlands the exact same way. And there's jobs we've done that are over 20 years old that we've never gone back and had to use a Q-tip to collect any water.
Okay. If I get to the point where I think, you know, I don't have the time to do this, do you have a referral up there that I could contact?
I would probably have you contact Stucco Renovations here in Maricopa County and visit with them. And then we historically, back in the late 70s, early 80s, actually built a home up in the Portals, a little bit north of where you are there. And I have contacts from that project that I could get back and visit with about see who's currently doing the area. You've got my name and number. Take a look at it. Let's get it excavated. Then we can see what we've got to deal with, and we'll go from there. Mitch, appreciate the call. We've got Norm, Chris, and Laura all when we get back at Rosie on the House.